It's time now for a look at sports with our very own Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai. You know, I know you're not exactly a sports fan, but if you could go to London for a nice long vacation at Wimbledon, would you?
I do love watching tennis, actually.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well,
and
good for you.
Also hanging out on those double-decker buses.
Well, good for you. Well, I asked the question because that is exactly what New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden did, and he got to see one of the most exciting matches in the history of the All England Club, and now he is back. My man, Bill Roden, how are you?
The great Tony Cox.
You know what? I was going to say cheerio to you until one of our co-workers, who is British, let me know that cheerio actually means goodbye and not hello.
Yeah, no, we're not a big cheerio people. Yeah. what's going on? What's happening?
So what was it like, family vacation at Wimbledon?
Oh, man, it was tremendous, Tony. I mean, we saw a lot of Williams sisters stuff, which was phenomenal. Saw large parts of the great match between Nadal and Federer, classic. I mean, it was just really, really, just really a great week of tennis. And the wonderful thing, you're on vacation, and you look at it, you know, as a columnist, you're always working, and you always have perspective on it. But it's kind of different when you're able to just to digest it, and you know. And I think that while the Federer Nadal match was just one of those great sports moments, you know, as a sports writer, every moment like last month we had the great Tiger Woods moment. There are always going to be great moments. But I think when you look at the Williams sisters, there's not going to be I don't think there's going to be an era like that again, at least in my lifetime. I don't think we're going to ever see that soon. And
It was something to watch. And I want to talk about that with you for a moment, because mm-hmm. a lot has been written. First of all, by way of background for anybody that possibly missed it, Venus beat her younger sister Serena in the finals, and Venus now has 5 Wimbledon titles, although Serena has the edge in record head-to-head matches between the two sisters. But here's the deal. A lot has been written about how Serena took the loss. Now, what I saw, it seemed perfectly normal, even gracious, although clearly she was disappointed. But what did you see?
Oh, she was, listen, man, she is a tremendous competitor. And she, you know, she was angry. I mean, she did not want to lose that match. This was a very important match. And I think even Venus, she was going for number 5. And Serena desperately wanted to win Wimbledon. That's why that match between those two, people say that it wasn't a classic. Tony, man, there were shots that Venus had been hitting winners on all tournament long, and nobody could return them except her sister. Mm-hmm. They were hitting, these were two tights, they were hitting shots that nobody had been able to return all tournament, and they were routinely giving it back. That's why people said, well, it wasn't a classic unless it went 3 sets. Well, they're never going to play something that goes 3 sets because they know each other too well. They're too powerful. They're too athletic. To go 3 sets, they probably would both die.
Well, did you see anything that made you think that Serena was inappropriate? Her response to losing was more than it should have been, than what it should have been.
No. I mean, I think it was funny that her mother did. Her mother, and you know, I guess your parents were always your parents. Her mother kind of chided Serena, saying, she's got to understand that you can't win everything, and you got to learn how to lose. And so I think that was a mother's response, and that's why those two girls have stayed grounded all this time, because that's exactly how their parents have taught them to react. But I think as a pure competitor, I could see she was deeply disappointed. But guess what? 2 hours later, they were back playing doubles
and whipping somebody else. Well, you know, I thought that Venus did a really good job of saying, you know, she relishes the big sister role. And, you know, I'm a big brother, and I don't know whether you are or not, but sometimes it's good to keep the little ones, you know, in their place, right?
Yeah, what Venus did say is that I cherish the role of big sisters, but in this Wimbledon, I cherish the role of defending champion.
Absolutely. let me ask you one more thing about the finals involving the men, just really quickly. Do you think that the names Nadal and Federer now join the icons like McEnroe, Connor, Sampras, and Bjorg as the best tennis that has ever had?
Clearly, Federer and Nadal is great. I think that he needs to win a couple more you know, grand slams, not just to Clay, not just to French, which he owns, but I think he needs to come back and defend his Wimbledon title. I think he needs to win the Australian. I think he needs to come here, New York, and win the U.S. Open. And that's not being harsh. It's just when you look at great people, Borg, Connors, Sampras, these are people who have won over and over and over and over again. And that's what, and that's why I think winning five was so significant for Venus, because that's, to me, is the mark of greatness, is to do things, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. So I think that Nadal still has a couple more Grand Slams to win before we put him up in the pantheon.
Now, back to the sisters. We have about a minute left, a little bit under that. They are supposed to play at the tournament out here in California at Carson, which is right next door to Compton, where they grew up. But there's questions about whether they will play there or whether they will play anymore at, say, Indian Wells down near Palm Springs. Are they on the downstroke of their careers now?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm asking you that. I'm serious.
I think you can't see them. You couldn't see that match and think they're on the downstroke. I think, in fact, they've got their second win.
Really?
I think Venus wants to play for another 4 or 5 years. Serena's only 26 years old. I think they've got tons of tennis in them. And then you look at the women's draw. A lot of the women are breaking down indirectly because of the Williams sisters.
Yeah, you got a good point. Well, you had a good time, right?
I had a great time.
You had some scones and all that stuff?
Scone? No, I could get that here. I had crumpets. crumpets, strawberries, and cream.
All right, we'll get together in a couple of weeks. Bill Roden, nice to have you back on American soil. Thank you.
Hey, man. Take care, Tony.
William C. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete. And he spoke with our very own Tony Cox.